Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. Also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Hey everyone, in July's bonus, we are going to be talking about packing lists for traveling. If you don't have a plan for packing, you may end up with a cluttered suitcase full of stuff you don't need or forgetting something you do need. I always make a list before I travel. In March, I went on a personal development retreat. And so I referred to my list that I have on my computer and wrote out everything I needed. This particular trip needed some extra things, so I added that to the list. I tend to do this so I don't forget anything, and I also prefer to take a week or two to pack. I put the suitcase in the guest bedroom, and then that way I can do a little bit of packing each day and not feel rushed and make sure I don't forget anything. Now, I always do this. However, I forgot to do this for April. My mind was elsewhere. I just wasn't thinking, and my husband and I were going away. It was about a 6-hour drive to Jekyll Island, Georgia, which I recommend. We had a great time, although we went in April before it gets too hot that far south. The Georgia Sea Turtle is awesome, and we went on a dolphin watch. So if you're looking for some place to go, I highly recommend that, especially the dolphin trip. I talk on this podcast and video about reducing clutter. And I'm someone who wants to have more experiences in my life. And the dolphin trip was one of the best experiences I ever had in my life and is one of the best memories of our vacation. We got to see 30 dolphins or so, which they said meant we were probably surrounded by close to 100. We got to see baby dolphins, what were black. And so as you're packing, I also want to encourage you to remember, bring home experiences from your traveling, not just things to throw in the suitcase that you're going to become the tchotchkes that you're going to have to dust. So what experiences can you have on your vacation? But back to the packing list, because that's really important. Because I didn't write out a list, I forgot a sports bra. Now you might think, oh, that's not a big deal. I just have to wear a sports bra. I want to exercise. And we ended up, the house that we rented had bikes. We biked almost every day. It was wonderful. I'd forgotten how much I truly enjoyed bike riding. Now, because we were on Jekyll Island, the closest place to get a sports bra was probably 45 minutes, an hour away. We would have had to have done some research to find that. I wasn't willing to leave the island to do that. Now, it was okay because I wore a swimsuit, and it was an okay solution, but it wasn't the best one. But again, because I didn't plan, I forgot that. Now, also, we were staying at a house. Now, my husband drank coffee every day, but I got him off Splenda, and we used Stevia. I remember the coffee. I remember the coffee filters, but I forgot the Stevia because I didn't pack it. If I had it on my list, I would have remembered. So here are some packing tips for you. For clothes, take the time to plan out what you would wear each day and then pack accordingly. Make sure to include any special clothing like a swimsuit or a nice dress if you're going to go out or have an event to go to. Check out the weather beforehand. Tally the number of days you'll be gone. If you have access to a washing machine, I'm going to encourage you to pack less. Travel light, travel right. We rented a home when we went to Jekyll, so we packed less. I didn't mind doing laundry in the middle of the week. If you don't have access or don't want to, make sure to pack enough underwear for each day. Can you wear your jeans or shorts twice so you don't have to pack that many? I am willing to wear my shorts or jeans more than once. Not the same with shirts. I get a little hot and sweaty. I prefer not to wear them more than once. I'm a fan of layering and pack clothes that do that well. I actually have a tank on and a little sweater here that is a nice, tanks are great for layering. So some of the basics you're going to want to take, underwear, bra, socks, pants, long sleeve, short sleeve shirts, a sweater or jacket, your jammies, ties, belt, those things that you're going to wear every day. Now, when it comes to shoes, can you pack a neutral color to go with most anything? Depending on your trip, what will you need? When I go overseas, I have these little, they're like little Mary Janes, but have a really thick, heavy tread. And I have a brown pair and a black pair. And that's all that I take because they will be able to go with some color. I use those instead of sneakers. Also, if we go out and I have a nice dress, they're going to look okay. Now, if I was here in my home, would I pick different shoes to wear? Absolutely. But again, I'm traveling right, traveling light. So I only go with those two pairs of shoes. That's an area where I really encourage you, ask yourself if you really need that many pair of shoes. Usually you can get away with sneakers if you exercise, maybe a sandal or an equivalent, just a shoe, everyday shoe or a dress shoe. Now you're also going to want to pack your toiletries. If you're flying, I'm going to encourage you to get a TSA-approved kit so you will ensure that you've met regulations. I once brought back bubble bath from Italy and had it in my carry-on. It went through the Italian airports with no issues, but when I came to the U.S. and had a connecting flight, they said they were going to take it, and I didn't want that to happen. I lucked out that I was able to run and meet my suitcase and add it to it. I just wasn't. It's just, again, one of those moments when you're not thinking because traveling has changed so much. Look to the hotel you're going to be staying and see what they have. Some have now installed dispensers with shampoo, conditioners, and body soap, and encourage you to use that over the samples. But again, if you're going to use the samples and use those daily, see what the hotel is going to provide. That's one less thing that you have to think about. Now, this is a place to definitely lighten up if you can. If you use numerous products, is there one you can eliminate when traveling? For women, can you stick with an eyeliner, lipstick, and eyeshadow? Have one day look if necessary and one evening look, but really pare it down. You're going to want to take a toothbrush and toothpaste, dental floss, shampoo, deodorant, feminine needs, and facial cleanser. And again, all the extra stuff. Now, if you're traveling, I know it can be really lose moisture on a plane. You might want to pack a little thing of moisturizer. But again, I'm really going to encourage you. This is an area where we can overpack. Now, I personally have a toiletry kit that is packed and ready to roll. I check it before I leave to see if anything needs filled. I also go through my shower and bathtub to see if I have products that are about to run out that would most likely last me through the trip. I just take those if they are, and that's one less thing I have to worry about bringing back. Some other things to consider that you might want to pack. Medications. Also include any supplements you may take and put on your to-do list if you need to get your medications refilled before you leave on vacation. Books, magazines, cards, pens, or notebook. If you have a long plane ride, a long train ride, have entertainment. I know I always take a book to read when I travel. Accessories, sunscreen, sunglasses, insect repellent. What jewelry and scarves, purses are you going to take? Again, take a few. I like to dress in neutral colors and use my accessories as to add a pop of color. But this is another place we can be really go overboard. So streamline this. Do you want to bring an emergency kit, which could include sewing, one with aspirin and bandages, etc., a flashlight, perhaps an auto repair kit or a tire inflator if you're traveling by car? What do you always like to take with you when you travel? For example, I always take a healing spray that I made, tweezers, a homeopathy kit, and my mandala coloring book. It doesn't matter what the trip, I always take those items. What is it that you always seem to pack, or if you're away, miss that you wish you would have brought? Keep that on your list. Here are some tips for your carry-on. You want to include your tickets, although a lot of times we now can do that on our smartphones or our smart tablets. Your valuables, your money, your wallet, your passport. I always pack deodorant, a change of clothes in case my luggage gets lost, my laptop or smart tablet, a notebook or journal, tissues, moisturizers as the flight can dry you out. Here are some other tips that I found helpful. I take underwear that it's on its last legs and throw them out. It's one last thing that I have to wash and unpack when I get back. I keep a copy on my computer, and you can keep it on your smartphone or if you have a planner where you keep information. And I update it as soon as I come home from a trip. So my packing list is always updated as I change and my needs change. Having a list can help you whether you need to pack the last minute or take a week or two like I do. Get a brightly colored luggage tag so you can easily spot your bags, or put a stripe of colored duct tape on your suitcase, especially if it's black. In my non-traditional, non-scientific survey, it seems that a lot of suitcases are black. If you're getting new luggage, consider any color but black. I also put a business card inside of my luggage in case the tag gets lost. If I'm traveling overseas, I photocopy my passport and international driver's license and hide it inside my luggage. Also, remember a voltage adapter for all your electronics. Okay, everyone, happy and safe travels. Go out and make a list to have a clutter-free travel experience to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter, also available by three-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.